Hope you had a good Thanksgiving. Good to be together this morning. A special welcome to those who are visiting. I've been trying to get around several visiting with us, family members visiting from the community. Thank you for being with us, and we really appreciate your presence. It's a blessing for us to be together. The holiday seasons, we often have people away, our church family that's away, and others that are in town visiting, so we're glad you're here. I want to read Psalm 32, and we're going to take a look at this amazing psalm this morning. This is what God's Word says. Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer, Selah. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. And you forgave the guilt of my sin, Selah. Therefore, let everyone who's godly pray to you while you may be found. Surely, when the mighty waters rise, they will not reach him. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance, Selah. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the man who trusts in him. Rejoice in the Lord, and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all you who are upright in heart. So reads God's word. Not long ago, I had the joy of spending some time with two people who, quite frankly, were at odds with each other when they first came to see me. A mutual friend had asked if I would counsel them, and so they came, and their story is not unique. I've heard it many times. I've experienced it many times, personally. They had sinned against each other both ways, and they were frustrated, they were hurting, they were confused. They didn't know where to go. So I had the privilege of opening up God's Word with them and just showing them what God's Word has to say about what they were facing, what they were experiencing. One of the passages we looked at was Ephesians 4:32, where we're encouraged to forgive each other even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. So I taught them about forgiveness. I taught them how to seek it, how to grant it. And then I asked the question, do you have any sins for which you have never asked each other forgiveness? Well, the man nodded his head and gave indication that he wanted to put into practice what he had just learned. So he looked at her and said, I'm sorry for, and then spelled in specifics the things that he had done to her and said, I was wrong for that sin, for those sins I've committed against you. Will you forgive me?